Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
I will not be running for president in 2020, but I guarantee I will stay in the fight for the hardworking folks across this country who have gotten the short end of the stick over and over.
That is Senator Elizabeth Warren announcing the suspension of her presidential campaign yesterday outside her home in Cambridge. Her decision has left some of her supporters disappointed or devastated. We spoke with Rebecca Pinn, president of the Young Democrats of Massachusetts, who told us she was drawn to Warren the first time she met the senator at a political convention back in 2018.
I saw her and I just said to her, I love you. You're amazing. Thank you for everything you're doing in the Senate. And she just looked at me and opened her arms and gave me this huge hug, which I've personally never experienced with a politician. But it's not just that. It's just how smart she is, how prepared she is. And combining that with the warmth, she made it a no-brainer.
Why do you think her presidential campaign faltered?
So I think what hurt her was that she was confident to the point that she got ripped apart. Because she had so many plans, because she put out there all these policies, it was easy to look at all of them and just rip them apart. And I was telling a friend earlier, it's kind of like a dating profile. You know, when you put too much information on the dating profile, someone can find all the reasons not to date you. And, you know, it's really hard, especially when we're talking about the government, we're talking about our futures, to see someone be so competent, be so prepared, and then be punished for that.
Well, given that, I'm wondering what you think the campaign lost by her departure.
So I think there was a lot of warmth and energy in her campaign. So when I was canvassing for her, when I was helping out with other ways in Massachusetts or New Hampshire, it was just such a female-powered campaign. And there's something amazing about seeing that, just all these hardworking women. Her campaign also had a very feminist tagline, this idea of, you know, outwork, outorganize, outlast. That's how a lot of women feel they need to get ahead. So it's a huge loss. I think the loss, especially in around policy conversation, is always tough.
You know, given your disappointment, I think some people probably would be asking, well, what does this mean for young voters such as yourself in Massachusetts and beyond? Do you see yourself and your younger peers gravitating toward one of two 70-year-old plus men, the two men remaining in the race, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden?
I think right now we're in a bit of a mourning period, so I think we're going to all need a little bit of time to figure out next steps. But the sense I get is that, you know, we're all young Dems. We're going to vote for the Democrat. We're going to work for them and make sure that they're elected and Trump is out of office. But I think a lot of people assume that a lot of young Warren voters are going to immediately go to Bernie. And I can't speak for every Warren voter, but I think there are people who feel the supporters of the Bernie campaign, the way they treated Warren was so misogynistic, the, you know, the way that she was talked about online, that level of cruelty and misogyny, you can't bash a candidate for that long and then say, oh, she's out, come to our side now. That's not going to win supporters over. That's not how this works.
So what's your big picture message to the Democratic Party now that Elizabeth Warren is out?
I would like to see more efforts and recruitment and highlighting of all the amazing people running in local races all over the country. There are so many great women, there's so many people of color that, yes, this is disappointing that this presidential election is not going to break some of the ceilings we were hoping it would. But, you know, we talk about building a bench. And I think it was in 2016, after the loss, this feeling of, do we have a bench? We do have a bench. And let's make sure we promote those great candidates who are in running in other races on the state or federal level.
Rebecca Pinn, president of the Young Democrats of Massachusetts, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you so much for having me.